MGTOW men, what's good? Welcome back. I have another MGTOW testimony to share with you guys today, and as always, I'm still taking those testimonies. It adds to the conversation, as one voice coming out of my own mouth is not often enough to resonate with all of you guys. So please share those stories. And there are a lot of elements that I think will resonate with you guys today, and I'm going to read most of this testimony and cut to the chase real quick. Going from Marine Corps, going from the oil rigs, going from trucking, divorce, and so forth, paying off debt. So let's get going with it. So I got out of the Marine Corps in 84, married a woman 3.5 years older than myself. We both worked, myself in construction and she at Dillard's. She pressured me for her two dreams, a Catholic wedding, which I had to convert to, and a daughter. I converted to Catholicism to marry her in 85. Then I endured 6 long years of never ejaculating in her. I never wanted kids, but she finally got me to give in and she had her daughter. I changed jobs over the years to road trucker with a company out of Dallas, Texas. I was married to her for 19 years and 9 months. I was buried in home mortgage, private school for my daughter, normal utilities, and mind you, this is one kid. Her one Visa card, her one Dillard's card, and my one Chevron gas card. How fancy. I thought after her lies, I had saved $43,000 from splitting $100 a week out of my paychecks over a lot of years because she wouldn't ever save. In the end, she left $410 of our savings that I had saved. I believe he meant to say 410. I had 15 credit cards in my name that I never knew about, which she, as my wife, could get in my name, and all 15 were over the limit and delinquent and maxed out. $171,000 plus her car payments, her mortgage, her $10,000 a year private school for their daughter. She wrecked our marriage to the Dillard's lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is. While my pickup was 18 years old, I had blue jeans, t-shirts, and a work ethic that was pure hoorah Marine to the death. Then after the divorce, my now child support added to it all. I lived in my truck, ran night and day, starving from eating 25-cent Little Debbie brownies. I know those cosmic brownies, those Cinnabons. Till it finally hospitalized me in Gallup, New Mexico at Rehoboth McKinley Hospital. Rehoboth, I couldn't conquer the debt on our truck driver wages. So I went to Casper, Wyoming and became a roughneck on a drilling rig working with 20-year-olds at 43 years old. He nearly died from this, but the hard work paid off, the Marine work ethic paid off, and he got his balance to zero after 5 years. Then trying not to live as an adulterer, I married another woman 5 years younger than me. Trying not to live in adultery, he marries her. Not sure what his previous wife did. She hid her drinking from me until she felt comfortable enough to let it show. You know how this is going to go. I made her promise to stop drinking, and after 3 years of her drinking, I walked on our 3rd year anniversary. I walked out, I believe he meant to say. I made a death vow to God in 1987 to never drink again for God to end my life at that time. I lived, though, being blown up in our barracks in Beirut, Lebanon in 83. I felt so guilty from living through it after my Marine brothers didn't. I dreamt of it. I could always see it, taste it, smell it, feel it. I drank till I was sick of myself. So in 87, I made my death vow. And I believe that you know God in the book of Numbers says, don't make vows before God because he will keep them. I still don't drink to this very second. Anyway, for whatever you can make of this, this is my MGTOW conversion story. I'm now an owner-operator trucker, and I still live alone with God. My daughter is grown, married, and tries to wrap me around her finger and cannot do it. And she tries to shame me with her 3 boys because I don't come around much. I don't know how much money I've spent on them. I'm guessing close to $200,000 for their land, the shop, the truck, the tornado shelter, assuming they're living in Tornado Alley, appliances, tractor, pool, toys, etc. It never seems to be appreciated or enough. So I walked out of their lives, and I've noticed that even the love of my life, my daughter, can turn on me as well. No man, husband, or father is safe from being used by a woman. That's why I'm MGTOW. So I wrote in here the nature of things. What is the nature of things? What am I saying by this? So you can see how things unraveled here. One by one, they unraveled. And it's a really subtle unraveling that occurs too. She wants to have a Catholic wedding. You don't want to be a part of that. Okay, this is where it starts. But you want to keep her. We've all been there. You want to keep her. You believe that it can work. So you say, I will deal with this and I will put up with it. So you do. And the thing is, I was almost that same exact guy, and I realized never again can I acquiesce. Not only can't you acquiesce on things that you don't value, you can't acquiesce on things in any sense, things you do or don't value, the small things, the big things, because one means all. It's a pattern. It indicates the beginning of a domino effect. You know that happened. That happened for many of us and likely for you listening. And it's always happened. And we are trying to eradicate that. And the thing that I've always found so cutting and revealing about men in this situation is that you had the resolve to fight through those bombings. You dealt with the losses of your own blood and kin, to face death, to endure the Marines, to work on the oil rig at age 43, just scrambling to recover and to rebuild on your own in the middle of nowhere in Casper, Wyoming. You did that. You lived off of Little Debbie brownies when all you probably wanted was some steak and some potatoes. You dealt with weather, the debt, the pain, the sacrifice, the loss. You, man, have some nerves to be able to say that you've healed on the oil rigs. It's quite inspiring. And right there is a testament to the strength of a man, what he can do if he is put up against the wall. So if he has to survive, what is it he can do? He will do it. He can and he will do everything. It's proven. We have done that. You put a woman in this picture, and like the Delilah to Samson situation, there is a potential that the Trojan horse can swoop in and incinerate the entire edifice. What we saw was strong and impenetrable, the entire city from within. It's often the Achilles heel that's emerged to be even more potent over the recent years, but it's been there for centuries. It's as simple as that. Okay, but this story is about a woman that wielded a credit card. Dare I say the credit card is mightier than the sword? I don't know if I can go and venture that far, but you know what I mean. But whatever it is, do not compromise. Don't budge in your own foxhole in life. And as a man, you always have the higher ground and looking down upon the threats that are looming with protection and security. Going your own way in today's world is simply the smartest bet. If a man wants to get married, will I say you can't? No, a man has to choose for himself. But all I can do is continually warn you about this and share these stories. Because that man is trading a sure bet in life for something that's less certain from what I see as the dice rolling on the craps table. So extending my message to you, my message is that you and your recovery, okay, you've lived a weather-beaten and full life. Just in your weather-beaten state, in your recovery state, it was a full life. You've done more in your recovery than some men, many men, have done in their entire action life, the life that they lived going forward. And what this also says to me is that there is a lot that is still out there for you. You have just to somehow get that force, get that pressure that was created by crawling out of the debt and paving your way to maintain that marriage to be the same pressure that is behind you now that will propel you into freedom too. Freedom too is a wide chasm, as we've said. The freedom from and before tunnel is a small tunnel that's filled with so many examples of seemingly immediate purpose that is often an illusion. But what can you do to get all that behind you to push you forward? I don't know, but it seems like you're already on that path. It's not for me to decide what you do with your family, your daughter here, what you say or how you react. But I just want to let you know the feeling that you feel when you're sitting there alone in the backseat of a van, legs sprawled out everywhere, wondering how you got there, eating 25-cent Little Debbie's. You're at a point that places you even below the homeless man in some senses in our society's eyes. I'm not saying that's what happened and that's who you are. I'm saying that's how society's going to view us. So as you are the youthful homeless man that everyone wants to scorn and shame, that is where you will go. And the thing is, they can't see through the tinted windows of the van, okay, and those eyes that are there, and the stocking cap that you had on to stay warm, and notice all the skills that you have and all the contributions that you have made. That truly is the dichotomy of the nomadic man, the one that still roams on and nobody knows about. Nobody knows his story. Nobody knows his true value. Probably most people won't ever. But I just want to extend a hand to you here that we, all of us, myself included, understand your value. And many of us have been in that exact spot sitting, staring out of the front windshield at some random way station wondering. So MGTOW men, you see the testimonies once again. I will share them if I get a chance. Do not hesitate to hit me up with this. Hopefully it did something for you today. You can do so at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. Hoodies up, men. Hoodies out.